What could you learn from researching over 1,000 leaders in the Bible? Here's a sample from Steve Moore, president of Next Leader, from his book, The Top 10 Leadership Conversations in the Bible.
The elders of Israel came as a group to Samuel's home with a unified voice to ask for a king. They rejected Samuel's sons as their leaders and instead asked for a totally new leadership structure. Note the difference. Asking for a new leader is succession planning, but asking for a new leadership structure is organizational development. Both represent important change initiatives, but the change in structure is much more complex. God spoke to Samuel, saying, "It is not you they have rejected, but they have rejected me as their king." In doing so, the leaders were asking for a remake of the organizational structure, from the theocracy of a divine king represented in the priesthood to the monarchy of a human king. Building a new leadership structure is much more complex than finding a new leader, because it is difficult to anticipate the unintended consequences of structural change. This is why God instructed Moses to warn them solemnly and let them know what the king who will rule over them will do. Even the most positive change initiative doesn't eliminate problems. It merely allows us to exchange our current problems for new problems we have come to believe are preferable. The judgment call of a change initiative requires leaders to anticipate and articulate the unintended consequences of change. The unintended consequences of complex change can become a high-stakes game of pickup sticks. You pull out one stick of the pile without knowing for sure how it will affect the interconnected sticks.
This audio excerpt is from The Top 10 Leadership Conversations in the Bible by Steve Moore. For more information, including a free PDF version of the book, go to BibleCenteredLeadership.com.